boat went down.
Scott Simpson again. Talk about license sales, and I'm not going to go out on a high note with this one. If you turn your books to page 36, you will. I'm trying to think of a way to put a positive spin on this, and I haven't come up with those words yet. So, as you'll see, as you get to page 36, you know, let's just start with the great big number at the bottom. We've sold about 20,000 less licenses this year, and we are running behind last year at about $750,000 worth of revenue. And I would tell you that in 2018, we were down a little bit too. We're coming off a little bit of a down year, and we are starting out really slow. I don't know where to place the blame other than maybe on the fisheries guys. I guess they must not be doing their job, I guess. So. No, I mean, we all know what the factors are, right? We had a bunch of snow. We couldn't get ice fishermen out onto lakes. When the snow came off, we've got flooding. I don't know that lakes have opened up yet. I'm sure that if they haven't, they're starting to. But these numbers are going to bounce back. We know that. But when we start slow, just like when we started slow last year, we did not see them come all the way back. We saw a lot of places where we were seeing that 4 or 5% decrease, and that just kind of, you know, held steady throughout the year. So anytime that you miss an opportunity to sell somebody a license, you know, they were going to come over and they were going to take a friend out ice fishing, and that didn't happen because it couldn't happen. Well, now we missed out on that opportunity. That's a lost opportunity for a sale throughout the year. So as you can see, we're running behind in the combination licenses, down about 20%. Annual fishing licenses for residents, we're down about 30%. And then I think another big story here is when you get down into the non-resident categories, you see that the annual fishing licenses are down 40%. And the three-day fishing licenses are also down 40%. So again, I think that goes right back to, you know, those issues that we dealt with over the winter. I don't think that we are going to see, as I stated before, I don't think we're going to see it come all the way back, but it will come back some. And if our fisheries guys get it turned around, we'll be all right. But and we're still early in the year. We've got a lot of summer left to go. We've got a lot of fall left to go. But again, we'll be looking this fall. What did these severe winter conditions have for an impact on our pheasant population and all those kinds of things? So we've got more hurdles to get over this year and into the future. So, general rundown.
Questions, comments? Are you going to do the next one too?
What? No, I don't know anything about that.
Oh. Okay. I was just teasing. Reservation and revenue reports.